Question 18 on section 4. This one is a challenging question as well, because what we're getting is a situation where we have to resolve the discrepancy, and several of them are fairly close. Now, what we're trying to resolve a discrepancy about is it's saying that they needed a high-calorie diet adequate in fats was essential to developing the brain. But then it says food resources that could support that diet were most abundant and reliable in the shore environment. So it was easiest to get that those foods in a shore environment. Nevertheless, the human brain's evolution took place almost exclusively in savanna and woodland areas, but that's not where we actually did our brain evolution. So we have to explain, why did this evolution take place in savanna environments, even though it's the food resources were more abundant and reliable in the shore environment? Now, A says early humans had a significantly lower metabolic rate than anatomically modern humans, allowing them to expend their fat resources more efficiently. The problem is that none of this really is talking about the metabolic requirements of modern humans. It never says that they needed it. It's saying a high-calorie diet was a requirement for the evolution of this. And so we know that they had to have that high-calorie diet there. And so it doesn't resolve why, if there was an easier place to get those, why you would or be in the savanna when you're getting that evolution taking place. B, the brains of earliest humans were 30% smaller. That doesn't really matter because we just know that they needed a lot of fat and calories in order to develop the brain in the first place. See, prehistoric savanna and woodland areas offered more reliable and abundant resources than they do today. Well, none of this is about the status of today. This is all telling us about what was happening back then, and so it's not really relevant that they're better than it is today. And then D, techniques used to explore the archaeology of prehistoric shore sites have only recently been developed. Well, it doesn't really it doesn't resolve it a lot, because we need to know why. Do we have to still take into account that the human brain's evolution took place almost exclusively in savanna? We have to accept all of the statements they give us. But E is our correct answer here. Gathering food in shore environments required a significantly greater expenditure of calories by early humans than did gathering food in other environments. So it's saying, yes, the food was available, but it sure took a whole lot more work to do it, and therefore it might not have been worth it, and so it might have been easier to have the brains develop in the savanna or woodlands. And that's why E is our correct response.